Chapter 10. Shakespeare. Comprehension. Read this interview with William Shakespeare.
Mr. Shakespeare, it's very good of you to spare some time to come and talk with us about your life and works. You were born in Stratford-upon-Avon, weren't you?
Yes, on April 23rd in the year 1564. It's a lovely town. You can still visit the places I loved. I'm told people from all over the world go there to visit my tomb and watch my plays.
Tell me about your childhood. Did you have much of an education?
Well, my family was fairly well off. I went to the local elementary school. I wasn't a very good student, but I learned some Latin and read as much as I could.
I understand you also got into a bit of trouble.
Well, let's not go into that. Just a bit of poaching of the local landowner's deer. You know, it's the sort of thing boys did in those days.
After that, you were sent to London.
Oh, yes, London. That was my dream. Those were great days. Queen Elizabeth was at her peak. Sir Francis Drake was sailing around the world, and there were new ideas in the air. In those days, poetry was important. I suppose music and movies have replaced it. Just as Steven Spielberg and the top pop stars get to meet presidents, in those days, poets and playwrights like myself could also get invited to court and rewarded by kings and queens. It could be a bit dangerous, though. For example, Queen Elizabeth didn't like my play Richard II, in which the king is overthrown. She said, "Richard is intended to represent me." After that, I kept well away from the palace for a time.
Did you do any acting?
Yes, I did everything. At first, I had to play the female roles, as women weren't allowed on the stage. Then I became more interested in writing, though I still helped with the costumes, music, management, anything that needed to be done. We all pulled together. Later on, I still played small roles just to keep my hand in. In fact, I played the ghost in Hamlet.
What were the conditions like at the theaters?
Pretty rough. There was a lot of competition between theaters. The theater we used, the Globe, was a lovely building. But of course, it was open air and everything was wooden. The audience could be very noisy. You really had to shout your lines. If they didn't like you or the play, they'd pelt you with rotten fruit. But there were also magical moments. When a scene really worked, you could have heard a penny drop. Everyone listened so closely.
So which of your own plays are your favorites?
From my early works, Romeo and Juliet. The story is so sad and the verse is so romantic. I appreciate the way it has been filmed so that modern audiences can enjoy it as well. Leonardo DiCaprio is a suitable Romeo for this period in time. From my later works, I like King Lear, which I understand has been adapted for a Japanese audience by Akira Kurosawa in his film Ran. It is tragic, yet powerful. I believe the storm scene and Cordelia's death scene are two of my most inspired pieces. The Tempest, my farewell to the stage, has its good points too. And please don't forget my sonnets. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
How could we forget them? Thank you, Mr. Shakespeare. I'm sure we'll all continue to enjoy your plays and poems for years to come.